¿Cómo se llama? ¿Qué dice ahí, Marina?
Dama.
At Urbana's Leal Elementary School, kindergarten teacher Luz Rios goes through a list of phrases and words in Spanish, and her students follow along. On the surface, this may seem like a typical foreign language class, but it's far from that. You could walk in during a math, science, or social studies lesson at any point during the day, and you'll likely hear Spanish.
Arre, arre, solita, arre, 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 arre.
Rios is teaching one of the Urbana School District's newest dual language classes, where her students are about evenly divided between native English and Spanish speakers. The dual language curriculum is new for Urbana students this year. Under the program, kindergartners are instructed 90% of the time in Spanish and 10% in English. By fourth and fifth grade, that should level out to about 50-50. Even when students don't understand what she's saying, Rios doesn't revert to English, and the students don't get frustrated. Instead, Rios uses other strategies to translate, like drawings or pantomime.
The objective of this class is not to translate. Probably later on they will be able to translate things. But what it is important is that they understand the second language. I don't want to translate when they don't understand.
Right now, the dual language program in Urbana is being piloted in two kindergarten classes and one first grade class, each at Leal and Prairie Elementary Schools. University of Illinois professor Eurydice Bauer studies bilingual education, and she's helping out with the dual language program at Prairie. She's organized dual language classes around themes that include hands-on activities. For example, at Prairie, she set up lessons about farming.
I can have you plant seeds, and over time, let's talk about the process of that growth. Now we can have something to talk about, but it's not just the teacher doing the talking. The kids have something in front of them that is intriguing to them, that makes them want to talk and want to explore.
Bilingual education isn't a new concept in Illinois. Schools with at least 20 students with limited English proficiency who speak the same language are required to offer transitional bilingual education classes to help them adjust to English. Currently, Urbana offers transitional programs to students who speak Spanish and Chinese. The state currently doesn't have a standardized test that measures bilingual achievement, but it's developing one for kindergartners and first and second graders. Josie Yanguas chairs the Illinois Advisory Council on Bilingual Education. She says there are indications of educational benefits for students who learn a second language.
Students who, particularly who are in dual language programs, when they do take traditional standardized tests, seem to be doing so much better even than those students who are in more traditional general education, English-only environments.
Guadalupe Racconi is the Urbana School District's Interim Director of Bilingual and Multicultural Programs. She says putting test scores aside, learning another language is about comprehending, processing, and being able to respond to information.
So if the teacher is asking them a question in Spanish and they're able to process that and answer, even if that's in English, that is still showing that they are learning, that they're understanding what the teacher's asking and they're able to produce a response.
But much of that work, preparing students to be bilingual and biliterate, doesn't just happen in the classroom. Ada and Charles Stamper live in Urbana with their two children, Aiden, who's in Miss Rios's kindergarten class over at Leal, and Joaquin, who's a second grader, also at Leal. The Stampers regularly play puzzles and word association games with their kids to continue their bilingual education at home.
No, Joaquin went.
Do you?
Oh,
Daddy.
Mio.
You both are cheating.
Here's one game with a series of cards laid out on the kitchen table featuring different images, like a sun, a car, and a banana.
Banana. I want a banana. Give me a banana. Is that a banana?
Nope. Chewing.
Aiden, looking.
At home, Charles only speaks English to his kids, while Ada only speaks Spanish.
Yeah, no más.
Es para la misa.
Está bien, no hay gracias.
A couple of times each week, Ada goes to her kids' classes to copy the lesson plans and replicate them at home. It may sound like overkill, but Ada and Charles say they have an important responsibility as parents.
I'm concerned with my kids. I'm here, I'm just a housewife. I want to they be professionals. I want to they do something better for their lives. And if I don't prepare them for the future, who one else will do it?
I'm learning more about their school. I love going to the school and watching and paying attention.
they're teaching us as much as we're teaching them. I mean, I never imagined having, you know, bilingual children.
Ada is the co-president of Lille's Parent Teacher Association. She views the dual language program as a major achievement for the area's growing Latino community. While it's helping bring children closer together, she says language and cultural barriers continue to keep some Latino parents from getting involved in the schools and connecting with other parents.
You don't have to be afraid. You don't need to speak English. You just have to be there and try to be involved with your kid. Family is awesome. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. Just you have to try.
The Stampers say their main concern is that there aren't enough bilingual teachers in Urbana, and that's likely going to be an ongoing concern across Illinois. Over the last 5 years, the state has cut more than $10 million in bilingual education funding. Now, having Spanish-speaking kids learn English is one thing, but it's quite another to have English-speaking kids learn Spanish. That's the quandary facing Daniel Bodoni, who's a parent of three students at Lille. Two of his kids are young enough to be in Lille's dual language program. He says he fully supports the new curriculum, but still isn't sure if he'll sign his kids up.
We want to be directly involved with our child's learning. Neither of us are Spanish speakers, and that's part of the barrier. It's harder for us to be directly involved. We still need to decide whether emphasizing dual language up front or emphasizing one language up front and then looking at second languages down the road is preferred. And we really don't have a good answer for that.
As the dual language program expands in Urbana and in other parts of the state, the chair of the Illinois Advisory Council on Bilingual Education says schools shouldn't make it mandatory, as some students may not be ready for a dual language environment. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.